Cranston glanced at the skinny old man, and then at the muscular biker.
What you think, Knuckles? You missed twice with your net, and you killed a slut we could have ridden tonight. I think you owe the pack some entertainment.
Anytime.
Winner take all? My life against your place in the gang? Done!
Knuckles started to strip off his leather jacket and spare weapons. At the same time, kneeling as if in prayer, the old man took some dirt and rubbed it into his palms. Cranston narrowed his eyes at that. Dirt in the palms was a fighter's trick from the arena of a baron. A person did that so the sweat wouldn't make him drop his knife. But the wrinkly didn't have a blade. Was this some sort of trick? Or worse, a trap? It almost seemed as if the white hair was trying to goad the biker into a fight right then and there. But that made no sense. Knuckles was twice the old man's size, and there wasn't a chance in hell the outlander could win. Gut instincts learned in 100 battles told the chief biker there was something very wrong here, but he couldn't figure out where the danger was. No sense taking chances, though.
Not here. We'll drive to the mesa near Death River, and you two can fight after we eat tonight.
Fuck that! I'm gonna chill him now!
Knuckles' face contorted with hatred, and he charged at the helpless old man. With surprising agility, Denver Joe dodged out of the way of the lumbering biker, and then held his bound wrists toward Crewery. Face to face, the two men stood for a long moment, but finally the biker pulled out a blade and slashed the ropes around the old man's hands. Now free, Denver Joe brutally kicked Crewery between his legs, and then grabbed the knife from his limp hands just in time to block another slash from Knuckles. The two men circled each other, looking for an opening to end the fight fast. The oily knives gleaming evilly in the setting sunlight, the fighters darted in slashing, then moved apart again, while the watching bikers cheered and laughed. Mute as forgotten stones, the helpless slave said nothing under the watchful blasters of the remaining cold hearts. Diving forward, Denver Joe stabbed at the biker's face, driving him backward. But Knuckles shifted to the side and speared his knife into the older man's thigh. Blood welled from the wound, and Denver Joe cursed loudly as he grabbed the wound, trying to staunch the blood flow. 1 inch more inward, and the blade would have cut the big artery in his leg. He had to move faster and end this quick. The bikers cheered as Knuckles danced in closer and stabbed Denver Joe again in the leg, and then the side, the smaller blade of the oldster only cutting air as he tried again and again for a death blow to the throat. But the blood loss was starting to slow his hand, his breathing becoming more labored. Backing away from the younger fighter, Denver Joe headed for some weeds and was soon splashing in ankle-deep water. Then he dramatically slipped and fell into the shallow creek. Grinning in triumph, Knuckles charged in for the kill. But then Denver Joe threw a fistful of mud at the biker's face. Knuckles easily sidestepped the gob, but went straight into a tangle of weeds. He was tricked. As he tripped, the biker threw himself forward to avoid going down, and Denver Joe rose to rake his knife deep along the exposed neck of the fumbling man. Blood spurted from the severed artery, and the hapless biker dropped his knife to grab the ghastly wound in both hands. But tiny squirts of red continued to pump from between his dirty fingers. Denver Joe shifted about in the muddy water, seeking another opening as his adversary mouthed curses and removed a hand from his gore-streaked throat to pull a small blaster hidden inside his shirt. He thumped back the hammer.
Here's something for you, wrinkly!
Moving fast, Denver Joe threw the stolen knife as hard as he could, and it slammed deep into the biker's wrist, pinning his hand to his chest. Fingers convulsing, Knuckles accidentally triggered the blaster, and the rear of his shirt ballooned as the .22 slug blew out his side. Cranston inhaled sharply at that and started to draw his own weapon, then paused. Knuckles could still win this. It was only a flesh wound, nothing more, and Denver Joe was defenseless.
Pull that knife out of your wrist and shoot the motherfucker. Do it, boy.
Blood was swirling in the muddy water as a pale Knuckles pulled his hand free and fired twice at the older man, missing each time. Diving into the mud, Denver Joe rolled closer to the biker and incredibly came up with the earlier dropped knife to ram it to the hilt in Knuckles' crotch. A geyser of blood pumped from the hideous wound, and the biker screeched as his adversary slowly stood, using the strength of his legs and arms to force the blade upward through balls and stomach. As Knuckles started to convulse, Denver Joe grabbed a fistful of hair to yank back the dying man's head and then cut the exposed throat open from ear to ear. Gurgling horribly, Knuckles fell face forward into the filth of the creek to weakly shudder before going completely still, only a few small bubbles of escaping air rising from his buried face. Breathing hard, Denver Joe waded to the shore of the waterhole and tossed the crimson-splattered blade on the ground before the stunned bikers. Dead silence reigned for an impossibly long time before somebody spoke.
"Black dust, you did it. Cut Knuckles open like a hog."
Rubbing an old scar, Crury stared.
Never seen that done to a man before."
"He was a punk."
Denver Joe wheezed, his clothing trickling red from the minor wounds. He was still at the mercy of these cold hearts, and lived or died at their whim. Killing Knuckles hadn't been enough. He had needed to do the chilling with style and win their respect, too. But if he'd gone too far and earned their fear, he would be gunned down before taking another step. When you were captured by the Blue Devils, you joined by blood trial or were taken as cargo.
"Well, somebody gonna give a man a hand out of this fucking mud?
Do it yourself."
Cranston released his grip on the hand cannon at his belt.
"The devils don't ask for help from nobody. Remember that."
So he would live. Forcing his trembling legs to work, Denver Joe clambered through the weeds and back onto solid ground. He tried not to weave while standing. He felt ill, but any sign of weakness could send him back to the chains.
"Which bike belongs to me now?"
Spreading his cracked lips in a grin, a man covered with crude tattoos and a mohawk jerked a thumb at the empty motorcycle parked amid the dozen bikes.
"The bike with the knucklehead engine is yours now. You own her, fair and square."
Stiffly walking over to the bike, Denver Joe checked the saddlebags and found some clothing that wasn't too dirty to bandage the small wounds. He was pleased to see some supplies tucked away in the bag, including a plastic jar of honey. Smearing the cuts with honey, he then tied them off with a cloth, grunting as the crude bandages cinched tight.
What the hell are you doing?"
"Honey is a natural..."
Denver bit back the pre-dark word.
The wounds won't fester and rot."
"By using honey? Nuke me. Never heard that shit before. You sure it works?"
"Like a bullet in a blaster."
"How do you know that?"
Knuckles' gun belt was draped over the handlebars, with a big bore blaster tucked into the oiled leather. Near the skull, a badly nicked hatchet was jammed into a spring clamp on the handlebars for fast action, and a double-barrel shotgun jutted from a leather boot alongside the flat-top engine.
"I used to know a healer."
He pulled the blaster to check its ammo. Then he tossed the blaster to Crury, who made the catch.
"For the loan of the knife."
Crury slipped the blaster into his belt.
"Was worth it."
A woman biker then indicated Knuckles' muddy corpse with a motion of her chin.
"So what we do about him?"
Angelina was fat, with a roll of belly resting on her wide belt, her leather vest laced together showing a wealth of acne-scarred cleavage. She was the chief bitch of the gang, but also the best butcher they had. Meat spoiled fast in the summer, and unless the bodies were cleaned and smoked properly, there was nothing to deliver to the cannies in exchange for the slick. Cranston climbed onto his bike and kicked the engine alive.
"Put him with the rest. Then we leave this place right now. Anybody says different and I ace him. Move!"
Having done this many times before, the bikers got busy tying a corpse across the rear fender of each bike and lashing the prisoners together. The slaves could either run to keep up with the devils or fall and get dragged to their deaths and be added to the meat supply. It made no difference. Drinking deeply from a canteen of warm beer, Denver Joe wasn't surprised when Knuckles' body was put on his bike and the small palm blaster given over as part of the loot. It was a .22 Derringer with four barrels, and he'd never seen one like it before. Interesting. Twisting the throttle, Denver Joe gunned the big engine, blue and gray smoke blowing out the twin exhaust pipes. Studying the reactions of the engine, he eased back on the choke. So far, so good. He had specifically joined the caravan traveling in this direction in the hope that they would be attacked by the devils so that he might have a chance of joining the gang. However, leaving the flatlands before dark wasn't to his liking. yet there was nothing he could do without drawing unwanted attention to himself. This wasn't working out exactly as expected, but he would stay the course. Denver Joe had great faith in the plans of the traitor.